This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Medical and dental offices say they are working overtime through a backlog of elective surgeries and procedures delayed by the coronavirus restrictions and the rescheduling of patients. WHYY Zoe Reed has more.
Colin Clifford gets injections every 8 to 12 weeks to prevent swelling and bleeding in his left eye. When the pandemic first hit, his injection was delayed 3 or 4 weeks.
I couldn't see very well. My vision was kind of blurry. Didn't help when I was driving. I couldn't see distances. TV was blurry. I couldn't read any writing on it or whatever like that. I couldn't read my book at night when I'm an avid reader. So I was having problems with that.
He scheduled an appointment at Will's Eye Hospital in Philadelphia as soon as he could. Clifford has diabetes and worries about the coronavirus, but getting his injection again was necessary. Pennsylvania resumed elective procedures in late April. Delaware and New Jersey restarted in May. Dr. Dan Mira chairs Christiana Care's Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery Department.
I would say maybe a little surprised at the interest in patients to get back into the mix. There is a small group of patients that continue to decline care for a concern that they have themselves. The majority group is the one that is back out there seeking care and seems to be pleased with the process.
Orthodontist Ray Raffetto says he doesn't expect his Delaware office to reach more than 65% of its normal volume because of social distancing requirements. Patients should expect safety protocols to become the new normal, he says.
You know, I realized how much I touch my face. And, you know, washing your hands for 30 seconds is a lot longer than what I was typically doing. So a lot of good things have come of it in the big picture, and an awareness that everybody has about, okay, this is how viruses can transfer.
Zoe Reed, WHYY News.